I think it said 350 families which actually lived down there because they had their postal address, the caves, the tunnels or whatever it was. Yeah.
That was the old, it's the old railway tunnels that went down to the station used to be.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Where that theme park is, or was,
it's
sorry.
Shrine.
It's been, it was all these big pylons where they were going to build these flats, which has been like that for 14 years.
Yeah, because people oppose it.
Apparently,
it has gone
through. So they are.
But all these pylons, they've got concrete pylons with all the metal on top, but it's gone rusty.
Yeah,
but
and there's some brand new flats. That was another nightclub I used to go to, that was called Nero. And beyond Nero, beyond that, which is now a car park, there's a swimming pool.
Blimey.
And there's another, there was another one there. It's certainly different.
And those were the good old
days.
And
that big hotel there, that was, this is almost when the downfall started. That big building just there.
Yeah.
It's called the Nolan Rock Hotel. And it was now a pinnacle place to come. If you came to Margate, you stayed in the Nolan Rock. That big there.
Yeah.
I tried to show you pictures. And at night, it was all out.
It's very run down. All the top floor, it's all run, it's falling, it's a lot of it, it's a lot of damage to it.
The Cosmos, when the Cosmos war, it was not being established. Normally we're having to fight and keep their places looking pretty, you know, vacancies up on the window to get people to come and stay in Margate. Because it was difficult, because a lot of people don't have to spare. And it was a package to don't blame me, it's a guest house. And then the government said, like 10,000 customers and we're paid 365 days a year. The place just went to wrap up. They never care anymore. Anyone who did come to Margate didn't have anywhere to stay. That Premier Inn in the Margate station, that's what I knew. The Nolan Rock became the, they just smashed the place out. That big gap in between the amusement arcades up there, they burnt that down, never got rebuilt. I know what they're doing with Dreamland now, but that was a cinema, it was a fantastic
that place. That is all underneath the flats, it's all empty, it's
all
really run down.
That was all
there was a car park that's just completely run down. None of the shops are, it's all empty.
But that used
completely
to be
empty.
All your bucket spade shops, behind it was a joke shop. It was the joke shop.
Because there's a big thing at the moment, it'll be uproar, so more instead of leaving it empty for you, open all the shops up, get them all open.
Yeah,
and
yeah, so lucky. When you get into
Margate,
you get into
Ramsgate,
there's no
Tesco's
food place. All the West Coast. Yeah. It's all out. Yeah. And then I've had people say to me, Margate, best in Margate.
That is why you go to Asda or something, you get your big cart in the milk, 89p. Our little local shop is £1.50. Yeah. Got our competition too.
I still, we own a shop, we have a little shop in London. I still have my milk in every day. It costs me 75p for a pint.
Yes. Wow.
That's his prices. And that's why he's talking about giving up at the end of the year. But it won't give up his round. What they do is Dairy Press, Unigate, will split his round between two others. And that's what's been happening. Bloke over Cavendish has given up his round. They haven't. Because they used to own it. It's like a franchise. Your round was like a franchise and you sold it on.
Oh, Mark the Milkman, of course. Yes, I'm sorry. You know what, our road?
Yeah.
Did he? Oh, yes. Well, that was a few years ago.
Then used to help
him. 25 years ago. It's crazy.
Well, you know, that's probably how much it costs for that man to deliver a pint of milk to your door every day.
And yet they're tipping 20,000 gallons of milk away every day down the drains. Give it to school. Oh, no, we can't. Not allowed to give it to the schools. And tip it away.
10 years ago, we sell up.